Well, good evening, everyone, from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. The Dort College Defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders getting set for their battle this evening. It's a twice-yearly battle. Once in a while, it's a three-times-a-year battle. And the Dort College Defenders taking on a Northwestern Red Raider team that comes into tonight's contest 10-3, while the Defenders are 7-2. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside as the Defenders play the Red Raiders. The Defenders and Raiders are teaming up for the Sioux County Showdown Series. This is the first of those meetings. Points are awarded for head-to-head competitions and for academic achievement. The winner at the end of the year will be announced following the conclusion of the baseball, softball, and track and field seasons. Funds generated from the series will go to the Hunger Free Kids of Sioux County. Every time you come to these events in person, make sure you bring a donation along for that. And at the end of the year, that will be donated to the Hunger Free Kids of Sioux County organization. This Northwestern team is averaging 14.32 kills per set with a 273 kill efficiency. Northwestern also gets 2.11 points per set on ace serves and 2.02 points off of blocks. Lauren Hilger puts down 4.33 kills per set and has 24 service aces, and she gets to 2.79 digs per set. Mackenzie Fink is good for 2.5 kills per set, and she has 16 ace serves this season. Lacey Wacker puts up 11.67 assists per set, and she gets 2.21 digs per outing. Dort College is 7-2 this season, 1-0 in the GPAC after beating Mount Marty last Tuesday night. They then went on the road, lost a five-set thriller with Grandview, and then defeated St. Ambrose quite handily on Saturday night, 3-0. This Dort College team is led by Emma Altenus, 3.77 kills per set. Leah Camp averages 2.74. Allie Kromadek and Julia Lindberg average 2.16 and 1.76 kills per set, respectively. Jamie DeJager puts up 10.13 assists per set and averages 1.1 kills per outing. Hannah Connolly and DeJager each have 10 ace serves, while Aubrey Drake has 8 ace serves with 4.55 digs per contest. Northwestern was a 3-0 winner over Stephens in their most recent outing, 25-10, 25-11, and 25-13 on Saturday. Jessica Harrell led the team with 9 kills. Wacker put up 26 assists. Strasser led the team with 13 digs. Dort College beat St. Ambrose Saturday night in Davenport by scores of 25-16, 25-12, 25-18. Leah Camp had 10 kills with Emma Altena recording 7. 15 players saw action in at least two sets in that contest. Jamie DeJager put up 23 assists, and Drake had 14 digs. These two teams met three times last season, twice in the regular season. They split those two contests with the home team winning on each occasion. They then met in the GPAC semifinals with Dort College prevailing to advance on to the finals. That was back on November the 8th. Dort College, 23-25, 25-14, 25-21, 25-20 winners. They're led by Altenus, 13 kills. Camp had 11. DeJager recorded 40 assists. Northwestern was paced by Hilger and Anna Keel with 12 kills each. Wacker had 43 assists. Now, Northwestern will not be as strong as they had hoped coming into this contest. They will be without Anna Keel and A.J. Horstman, neither of which are in uniform and will play here this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Glad to have you along with me on this Tuesday evening. Dort College, another GPAC match later this week when they travel to Mitchell, South Dakota to take on Dakota Wesleyan. We are just about set for the introductions for tonight's contest. First, we'll have an opening prayer offered by Deb Bumgars. That'll be followed by our national anthem. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 and also online, KDCR885.com.
Shall we pray? Dear God, we want to start tonight with praising you for your creation and for everything that you have given us, because without you we can't do anything. We want to thank you for both colleges, both Dort and Northwestern, where students can openly proclaim your word and We want to say a special prayer for the family of Maddie Hankey. Please comfort them with their loss. And most of all, the Lord, please forgive all of our many sins. In your name we pray. Amen.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5, also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We are going through the introductions of some of the players you can anticipate hearing about for the Dort College Defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders. I should say we're just about set for the lineups, and while that happens, we will take a look at some of the players that you can anticipate hearing about for Dort College. First of all, for the Defenders, Hannah Connolly is averaging 1.9 dig per contest. She also has 10 ace serves this season. Erica Bausma has 6 ace serves and 1.7 digs per contest. Aubrey Drake has 8 aces. She is averaging 4.6 digs per contest. Julie Lindbergh averages 1.7 kills. Emma Altena, 3.8 kills. She also has 6 ace serves and 2.0 digs per contest. Jamie DeAger is averaging 10.1 assists, 1.8 digs, 1.1 kills, and 10 ace serves this season. Allie Kromadike is a junior from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, averaging 2.2 kills with 1.1 blocks. Jessie DeAger wears number 15. She is a freshman. She's averaging 1.6 kills per contest. Leah Camp is averaging 2.7 kills per outing. And Emily Fehlmeyer is averaging 1.1 digs per contest. She is a service specialist for the Defenders. For the Northwestern Red Raiders, you will hear about Sydney Martin. She has 6 ace serves. She wears number 1. Emily Strasser is a libero, wears number 2. She is a freshman from Sioux Falls, averaging 3.9 digs per contest. Lacey Wacker averages 2.2 digs. She also has 12 ace serves. She is the setter and is averaging over 11 assists per contest. Josie Blankenspor averages 2 kills. She is a sophomore from Orange City. Allison Colmoose has 3 ace serves and 1.4 digs per contest. Lauren Hilger is averaging a team-high 4.3 kills with 1.3 digs, and she has 16 ace serves. Emily Van Genkel averages 1.9 kills. Emily Reinen, 1.4 kills. Ann Pater, 1.6 digs. And Becca Horstman, 1.6 kills per set. Dort College is in their black jerseys, black shorts, yellow numbers and lettering. I should say yellow numbers, white lettering. For Northwestern, predominantly white jerseys with red lettering, and they have a black Northwestern across the front of their jersey. The Dort College Defenders on the floor to begin will be Kromendike, DeAger, that's Jamie DeAger, and Emma Altena, back row players, Bausma, Connolly, and Drake. Serving for Northwestern will be Lacey Wacker, and Wacker sends it over. It's taken by Connolly. Set goes to Dieger, Dieger puts the set up right side over to Kromendike, unable to put it down, and going around the block for the kill is Becca Horstman. Becca Horstman with the kill, her first, and the Dort College defenders trail 1-0. 1-0 our score. Northwestern has service. Lacey Wacker serving. Her serve taken. This is Kromendike. Gets it over to Altena, and we have the ball ending up over near the scorer's table. And Northwestern is out to a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Serving for Northwestern is Lacey Wacker. Wacker serve. Short serve taken by Connolly, pass too close to the net. Here comes Northwestern, pushed over the net, saved by Bausma, gets it to Dieger, sets outside, Altena, pushed over the net by Kromendike. Here comes Northwestern. Northwestern attacking, right side through the block, saved by Northwestern, pushed to the back corner, and a kill to the back corner by Northwestern, and Mackenzie Fink. Fink with the kill, and it's 3-0. 3-0 our score. Northwestern in front quickly. Short serve taken by Connolly. Passed over to Dieger. Comes back over to Altena. Altena tools it off the block for the kill. Emma Altena with the kill, and the Dort College defender lead is a deficit is 3-1. 3-1 our score. Serving will be Aubrey Drake. Drake lines it up, sends it over. Controlled by Hilger. Northwestern attacking, set goes outside, and out of the middle for the kill is Hilger. Lauren Hilger with her first kill, and Northwestern leads 4-1. 4-1 the score. Serving for Northwestern will be Hilger. So Hilger lines it up, sends it over, controlled by Northwestern. That was Blankenspor. She'll get the return set, and Blankenspor banks it off the block for the kill. Josie Blankenspor with the kill. And Josie Blankenspor gives Northwestern a 5-1 lead. So a fast start by Northwestern, and now an ace serve for Hilger, and Northwestern vaulting themselves out quickly to a 6-1 advantage. 6-1 the score. Dort College lets the serve go long and out of bounds. Points Dort College, and the defenders trail it 6-2. 6-2 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Jamie Dieger, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle to Horstman, and Horstman blocked on the play. It's 6-3. 6-3, Dort College in front. Jamie Dieger, service, controlled by Northwestern. Off of the block, off of high hands, and a kill put down by Northwestern's Mackenzie Fink. Fink records the kill, and the Dort College defenders trail 7-3. 7-3. Serving for the Red Raiders, Strasser, controlled by Dort College. Set goes right side, Jesse Dieger, and Jesse Dieger puts it down through the block, and the Dort College defenders cut the lead down to 7-4. 7-4. So a fast start by Northwestern, and now Dort College serving with Emma Altena. Altena, jump serve, controlled by Hilger. Set goes outside and wide. Oh, no, they say that it hit the sideline. Our line judge saying that Josie Blankenspor's attack that went cross-court found the sideline. And it's an 8-4 Northwestern lead. Set comes over to Camp. Camp goes to the sideline, and Camp unable to find the sideline. And Northwestern back to a 5-point lead. 9-4 our score. Drake with the pass, controlled by Northwestern. Raiders attacking outside. Blankenspor off high hands, saved by Altena. Gets it to Dieger. Dieger to Camp. Tips to the back corner. Here comes Northwestern. Set to Blankenspor over the block. Saved by Lindbergh. Passed over to Dieger gets it up to Lindbergh, and Lindbergh puts it down. It's 9-5. 9-5. Dort College trailing by 4. Serving for the defenders is Emily Fehlmeier. Fehlmeier's low hard serve controlled by Northwestern. Set right side, Blankenspor. Blankenspor with a kill. Blankenspor makes it 10-5, Northwestern leading by 5. So Northwestern with a 5-point lead. They got out to that early 6-1 advantage, and they have fought off the Dort College rallies up to this point. We have not had an extended volley really in this one yet. Serve taken by Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to pass it cleanly. Point Northwestern and an ace serve for the Red Raiders. 11-5, Northwestern leading by 6, and Dort College is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. And we'll keep it right here as the tonight's broadcast made possible in part by grants from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. And find new roads at Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Their inventory of over 150 new and used vehicles is on the web at highwaychevrolet.com. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Allie Cromendike back on the floor for Dort College, along with Dieger and Lindbergh attacking. And this one goes to Altna. Altna from behind the spike line. She puts it down, and the defenders trail 11-6. 11-6, our score. And the Dort College defenders unable to get the block up on Lauren Hilger. Hilger puts it away, and the Dort College defenders trail 12-6. 12-6, serving for Northwestern, Sydney Martin. Martin, short serve, taken by Altna, gets it over to Dieger, sets outside to Lindbergh, tries the tip, it's blocked back at her. Now a tip by Dieger, and Jamie Dieger with the kill to make it 12-7. 12-7, our score. 12-7, serving for the defenders will be Connolly. So Hannah Connolly with service, the sophomore from McCook Lake, South Dakota. Short serve controlled. Here it's set, goes outside, and putting it away is Hilger. Hilger tools it off of the block for the kill. It's 13-7. 13-7, serving for Northwestern is Lacey Wacker. Wacker, serve, short, taken by Bausma, gets it to Jamie Dieger, sets to Cromendike, and Cromendike tips it into the net. Point Northwestern, and Northwestern leads it 14-7. So far it's been Northwestern taking advantage. Defenders trailing by 7. Serve, taken by Bausma. Pushed over the net. Well, Dieger unable to get the set. Now goes to Cromendike, and Dort College mistimes it. And Northwestern leads it 15-7, and Dort College is forced to use another timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. They use their second timeout. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by grants from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint, free dent removal, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, 722-2313. Northwestern has service. Lacey Wacker serving. That means there are three attackers in the front row for Northwestern. Serve to the back line, taken by Dort College. Set outside Altina. Tries to push it over with the left hand. Here comes Dort College. Pushed to the back corner by DeAger. Saved by Northwestern. Wacker sets it right side, and that was to McKenzie Fink. Fink with the attack into the net. Point Dort College. Defenders trail 15-8. So the defenders with their work cut out for them here. Trailing 15-8. Serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake down the line, taken by Hilger. Set back to Hilger. Hilger through the block for the kill. 16-8. Hilger giving Dort College some problems. Dort College, an ace serve allowed, and that's something that Dort College struggled with against Grandview on Friday night. And that has reared its ugly head again here this evening. Dort College trailing 17-8. And another ace serve. Erica Bausma unable to handle that one. Another service ace for Northwestern. They've got three. So far, Lauren Hilger leading Northwestern offensively with four kills. Emma Altina has a pair for Dort College. Set goes outside Emma Altina. Altina with a kill. It's 18-9. 18-9, serving Jesse DeAger, checking out Bausma. Camp, DeAger, Altina. The attackers for the defenders. Jamie DeAger with service. Floater controlled by Northwestern, set outside to Blankaspor. Blankaspor around the block for the kill. It's 19-9. 19-9. Serving for Northwestern again is Emily Strasser. Strasser's serve, dives over the net and drops, and a serve. It's 20-9. 20-9. Strasser serving again. Dort College on their heels here in set number one. Strasser serve, taken by Altina, gets it over to DeAger. DeAger to Camp, Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill, it's 20-10. 20-10, Dort College, down 10, serving Robin Underwood for Dort College. Underwood serve, controlled by Northwestern. Hilger, bump set, right side Fink. Fink hits it long and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. 20-11, defenders down 9. Set number 1. Northwestern has both of their timeouts remaining if they elect to use them. Robin Underwood serves it into the net. Point, Northwestern. Red Raiders lead 21-11. 21-11. Northwestern up by 10, 4 points away from taking a 1-0 lead in this best-of-five series. And an ace serve for Northwestern and Mackenzie Fink. So Fink for the ace. That is ace serve number 6 for Northwestern already here in set number 1. Taken by DeAger, gets it over to Altina, blocked at the net on the back row attack. Putting up the block was Emily Van Ginkel. And Northwestern leads it 23-11. 23-11. Dort College down a dozen. Northwestern looking primed to take a 1-0 lead in this best-of-five match. It's 23-12 now as the serve is long and out of bounds by Northwestern. Camp checks out. Checking in to serve will be Emily Fehlmeier. Fehlmeier with service. Fehlmeier serve, short, controlled by Hilger. Set goes outside through the block. Saved by Dort College. Altina, bump set over to Lindbergh, unable to put it down. Pushed over the net, free ball. Lindbergh to DeAger, back to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill, it's 23-13. 23-13, Dort College down 10. So the defenders trying to fight their way back, and if nothing else, neutralize the momentum that Northwestern has built. Northwestern attacking. Blankets four off high hands, saved by Dort College. Jaeger gets it over to Lindbergh around the block. Dug up by Strasser. Pushed over the net by Blankenspor. Comes back over to Jesse Jaeger. And Jesse Jaeger with a kill. She's got two kills here this evening in set number one. And we have a timeout on the floor charged to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Northwestern using their first timeout. They've got one remaining. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa, also Jasper, Minnesota. You can call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at their Sioux Center location, 722-0101. Also by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warriors. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. And a reminder that this timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Emily Fehlmeyer with service. And her serve controlled by Northwestern. Raiders on their heels. Up by nine, though. They've got some room to work. Altenant, Jaeger, right side, Jesse Jaeger. Jesse Jaeger with another kill. 23-15, so four unanswered points by the defenders. And even if they don't get the win here in set number one, if they don't complete the comeback, at least they will have neutralized some of the momentum that Northwestern has generated. Emily Fehlmeyer will check out of the match after missing that serve long and out of bounds. It's 24-15, and now Northwestern is serving for the set win. 24-15, Northwestern, low hard serve taken by Altna, gets it over to Jaeger. Jaeger to Cromendyke. Cromendyke blocked at the net by Emily Van Ginkel. Point Northwestern, and Northwestern takes set number one, 25-15. 25-15, Northwestern gets the victory in set number one. And it appears I'm having some connection issues with playing the breaks back at the KDCR studios, so we will keep it right here during this break in between sets one and two. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Horley Heidman Law Firm, located on 3rd Avenue in Sheldon and historic 4th Street in Sioux City. Pleased to serve Northwest Iowa communities for over 125 years. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. We do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing real estate services to the area with buying or selling. Put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. You can call Kurt Van Borst at 712-441-1096 for all your sweeping, striping, crack sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warriors. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. Let's take a look at the statistics for the first set of this best of five. Northwestern, a healthy 391 kill efficiency. Dort College, 174. 12 kills, 3 errors, 23 total attacks for Northwestern. 9-5 and 23 for Dort College. They're hitting for a 174 kill efficiency. 6 service aces for Northwestern. 0 for the defenders. 2 points off of blocks for Northwestern. 1 for Dort College. Emma Altna has 3 kills. Jesse Dieger has 2. Northwestern's Josie Blankespor and Lauren Hilger have 4 kills each. Becca Horstman has 2. Wacker has 9 assists. Dieger has 8. Diggs, Strasser, and Pater have 2 each for Northwestern, while Dort College's Fehlmeyer and Lindberg each have 2 as well. Set number 2 on the way, with Northwestern leading 1-0 by virtue of that 25-15 victory. So Dort College, some work to do. And Dort College will serve, take it by Northwestern. That's Strasser. Set goes outside over the top of the block, and hitting the spot in the back row is Mackenzie Fink. And Northwestern leads it 1-0. 1-0 our score. Lauren Hilger with service. Hilger serve. Taken by Dort College. Set right side over to Cromendyke. Goes cross court. Overhand saved by Northwestern. Set right side. Unable to put it away. That was Mackenzie Fink, and hitting it down the line is Altena. Altena with the kill, ties it up 1-1. Altena with the kill, her third. And serving for Dort College will be Aubrey Drake. Aubrey Drake with serve. Drake, low hard serve, taken by Hilger. Northwestern Wacker sets outside. Blankespor into the net. Point, Dort College. Defenders lead 2-1 after the attack error by Blankespor. Serving for Dort College will be Aubrey Drake. Drake, low hard serve, and that'll go as an ace as it drops in front of Lauren Hilger. It's 3-1. 3-1, Dort College leading. Northwestern took set 1. Dort College now trying to even it up, leading 3-1 in set number 2. Hilger's pass taken by Blankespor, now pushed over the net, short by Hilger, taken by Dieger, gets it over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp down the line with a slide on the to the right. She puts it down the line, and Dort College leads 4-1 in set number 2. Serving, Drake. Drake, low hard serve, taken by Hilger. Set goes outside, Blankespor. Blankespor into the net. Point, Dort College. Defenders lead 5-1. 5-1 our score. So after the fast start in set number 1, Northwestern's momentum neutralized a bit here at the end of set 1. And now in set 2, Dort College leading 5-1. Drake serve taken by Hilger. They set right side, Fink. Blocked at the net by Altena. Point defenders. Dort College leads 6-1. 6-1 our score. Timeout, Northwestern. So Dort College has come back, taking an early 6-1 lead in this best-of-five match, set number 2. And we'll keep it right here. We'll tell you who makes these broadcasts possible. Also, this timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Dort College up 6-1, trailing in the match 1-0. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Find new roads at Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Their entire inventory of over 150 new and used vehicles is on the web at HighwayChevrolet.com. And by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. 6-1, Dort College leading set number two. Short serve by Drake, controlled by Hilger. Whacker sets right side, Fink. Fink off high hands. No, they say it went over the top of the block. And she hit it long, and several attack errors by Northwestern here in set number two. And Dort College leads 7-1. 7-1, Drake serve, take him again by Hilger. They're going after Hilger, trying to wear her down. Becca Horstman with a kill at 7-2. Horstman, a freshman out of Pella, serving is Emily Strasser. Strasser, the libero from Sioux Falls. And her floater, taken by Bausma, gets it to DeJager, shoots it over to Altina, redirects it, saved by Whacker. Bump set by Strasser, power tip, dug by Drake. DeJager outside Altina, Altina kill, 8-2. Emma Altina makes it 8-2, Dort College in front. Jesse DeJager will check into the match. Dort College leading by six. Set number two. And serving is DeJager. DeJager taken by Strasser. Set Whacker. Overhand saved by DeJager off the attack out of the middle by Van Ginkel. Passed over the net by Altina. Controlled by Hilger. Set goes to the middle. Blocked at the net. Van Ginkel. And it ends up on Northwestern side. Point Dort College. Defenders lead 9-2. So after a drubbing in set one, Dort College has bounced back for a fast start here in set number two. We'll see if that is Dort College is able to continue that. Fink tips it around the antenna. Kemp gets it over to Altina. Altina dug by Strasser. Saved right side. Sab save again by Drake up and over. Northwestern pushed over by Hilger, and Hilger is going to be called for a double. 10-2. Dort College in front by eight. And another timeout on the floor, charged to Northwestern. 10-2, Dort College leading by eight in set number two. Northwestern leads in the match, 1-0. This timeout made possible by Grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physicians, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort College athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Tonight's broadcast also made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paint-free dent removal, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, 722-2313 is their number. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. So Dort College continues with service. Jamie DeJager with service. Jamie's low hard serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. Power tip, dug by Drake. Comes back over to camp. Blocked at the net, covered by Drake. Pass to DeJager, DeJager to DeJager, DeJager off the block, saved by Northwestern. Strasser, set goes outside, and that's Blankenspor. Blankenspor hitting it long and out of bounds. Point defenders, Dort College leading 11-2. Our score, taken by Strasser, set right side, blocked at the net. Dort College puts the block up on Fink, and Dort College leads 12-2. Dort College leads by 10. Set number two. Jamie DeJager with service. Controlled by Northwestern. Again, they go after Hilger, forcing her for the serve receive. Dort College, a lunging attempt. Kemp kept it in play. But Leah Kemp unable to send it over inbounds. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern trails 12-3. Serving is Fink for Northwestern. Mackenzie Fink, jump serve taken by Dort College, comes back over to Kemp. Kemp with a quick attack out of the middle off the give from DeJager after the initial pass by Connolly. And the defender lead is 13-3. 13-3. Defenders looking to even this match at one set apiece. Altena, jump serve, saved by Northwestern. Set outside, Van Ginkel. And we've got a player in the net for Dort College. It's either Jesse Dieger or Leah Camp, one or the other. The credit for the kill will go to Van Ginkel. Serving will be Ann Pater for Northwestern. So Pater with service. Short serve controlled by Lindbergh. Dieger back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the swing and the kill. Lindbergh with the kill. It's 14-4. 14-4, Dort College by 10. And serving for Dort College, this is Emily Fehlmeyer, the junior service specialist from Hardington, Nebraska. Set outside and hitting it into the net is Hilger. Dort College leads 15-4. 15-4, Dort College by 11 in set number two. Fehlmeyer has service again. And Fehlmeyer's serve, low hard serve, saved by Northwestern, pushed over the net. Free ball, Jesse Dieger gets to it. Lindbergh with her back to the net, sends it over. Free ball, here comes Northwestern. Set outside to Hilger. Hilger with a kill. It's 15-5. 15-5. Northwestern leading in the match 1-0. Dort College leading in the set 15-5. Serving for Northwestern is Sydney Martin. So Martin will line it up, send it over, take it by Lindbergh, gets it to Dieger, sets outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands, pancake saved by Northwestern, kept it alive, passed up towards the net, and pushing it back is Jesse Dieger, pushed down by Northwestern. Dort College covers it. Kromendyk back over to Lindbergh, roll shot, and a kill for Lindbergh on the off speed, 16-5. Pater will check out of the match. Checking back in will be the libero, Strasser. This is part of that three-way switch where, you, for bookkeeping purposes, that attacker has to check in, but Strasser, bottom line, the libero, back in the match. Serving is Erica Bausma. Bausma, low hard serve, Northwestern. Dumped over, saved by Bausma. Gets it to Dieger, slide right side, Kromendyk. Kromendyk, power tip, kill. 17-5, Dort College rolling now in set number two after Northwestern won set one. Dort College by a dozen, set number two. Our score. Dort College by a dozen. Low hard serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle. Roll shot saved by Drake. Up and over. Here comes Northwestern again. They reload. Set outside. Hilger. Hilger with a kill. It's 17-6. 17-6. Serving for Northwestern is Lacey Wacker, the setter. So three attackers in the front row for Northwestern. Dieger comes back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk blocked at the net. Point Northwestern at 17-7. 17-7. That's Dieger. Dieger pushes it over. Here comes Northwestern, pushed over the net, free ball. Altena gets it back to Dieger, slide to the right, Kromendyk, blocked out of bounds by Northwestern. Point, Dort College. And the defenders lead it 18-7. 18-7, our score. Serving for Dort College, that's Connolly, sophomore, taken by Hilger. Hilger has handled the bulk of the serve receptions, and they go to her for the swing. She gets the kill. Another kill for Hilger, and Northwestern makes it a 10-point ball game. So very similar to set number one, except Northwestern ran away and hid with that one. Now Dort College trying to return the favor. Emma Alton over the kill. It's 19-8. 19-8. Alton over their sixth kill for Northwestern. Hilger has six kills. Blankenspor has five. Jump serve by Drake. Here comes Northwestern. Set out of the middle. Horstman. Horstman over the kill. It's 19-9. Van Genkel checks in. Checking out Strasser. 19-9. Strasser serving. So Strasser over the jump serve. Floater taken by Bausma. And another ace serve for Northwestern and Strasser. I believe that is their first ace serve of set number two. They had a whopping six in set number one against just two service errors so far. It's 19-10. Connolly to DeJager. Comes back over to Camp. Camp for the kill. 20-10. Dort College up 10. Dort College leading by 10. So the defenders leading by 10. Well, there's more than one way to slow momentum. If you're out of timeouts, sometimes you resort to wiping the floor. Jamie DeJager has service. DeJager's low hard serve controlled by Northwestern. They'll attack. Set goes outside and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Northwestern's Emily Van Genkel. Van Genkel makes it 21-10. Jamie DeJager serve taken by Hilger. Here comes Northwestern. Outside roll shot saved by DeJager as she picks it off of the block. Set comes back over to Alton. Alton over the kill. Alton over the kill. It's 22-10. 22-10 our score. Serving is Jamie Gasing. Gasing. Her serve is short into the net. Point Northwestern. And Northwestern trails 22-11. 22-11 our score. Serving is Mackenzie Fink. Dort College 3 points away from evening this match at one set apiece. Set right side, DeJager blocked at the net. Now Dort College trying to give chase. DeJager runs out of room at the press table. It's 22-12, Dort College by 10. Serving for Northwestern, again, will be Fink. Fink with 16 ace serves this season. 22-12, Dort College up 10. And the serve goes into the net. Mackenzie Fink with the service error, just the third service error by Northwestern this evening. And the defender lead is 23-12. 23-12. Dort College 2 points away from tying the match at one set apiece. Dumped over the net, saved by DeJager. Gets it to Underwood, back over to Camp, blocked at the net. Underwood will set up again, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing, and trying to save it in was Wacker. Wacker got an arm on it, sent it over, but it was out of play. Point defenders. Dort College leads 24-12 in set number two. 24-12, Underwood, low hard serve, controlled by Northwestern. Wacker tips it backwards. Dort College blocks it, but out of bounds. Point, Northwestern. Checking in for Northwestern will be Ann Pater, trailing 24-13. It's a crazy game. The momentum shifts. Monumental. DeJager outside it goes. Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the swing. Saved by Strasser. Passed over the net by Northwestern. Free ball Dort College. Drake. DeJager. DeJager. Camp. Camp. Kill. Leah Camp with the kill. It's 25-13. The final in set number two. So Dort College evens the match at one set apiece. We head to set number three right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Can you go? 25-13. Dort College wins set two. The defenders evening the match after getting behind 25-15 are losing set 1-25-15. The defenders rebounding nicely for a 25-15 win in set number two. Today's broadcast made possible by a variety of businesses. They include People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa. Also, Jasper, Minnesota. You can call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at their Sioux Center location, 722-0101. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick. Their entire inventory, over 150 new and used vehicles, on the web at highwaychevrolet.com. By Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Through two sets, Dort College, 22 kills, 8 errors, 49 total attacks. They hit for a 385 kill efficiency in set number two. For Northwestern, 19-12 and 51, a 137 kill efficiency. They hit for negative numbers in set number two, negative 071. 4 points off of blocks for Northwestern, 4 points off of blocks for Dort College. The defenders have one service ace tonight. Northwestern has seven. Lacey Wacker with 16 assists. Jamie DeAgger with 19. Emma Altena has 7 kills. 5 kills for Leah Camp. 4 for Julia Lindbergh. 3 for Allie Cromendike. For Northwestern, 7 kills for Lauren Hilger. 5 for Josie Blankenspor. 4 for Becca Horstman. And 2 for Mackenzie Fink. Diggs, Lacey Wacker has 4, as does Strasser. Jamie DeAgger and Aubrey Drake have 4 digs each for Dort College. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paint-free dent removal, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop at 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center. Other volleyball matches happening in the GPAC tonight include Hastings at the College of St. Mary. Doan is at Morningside. I'm curious to see how that one pans out. Midland is at Concordia. Jamestown visits Mount Marty. And Dakota Wesleyan is at Briar Cliff. Later this week, the Dort College volleyball team will be on the road as they travel to Mitchell, South Dakota. The defenders will play Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. That'll be a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity match, with the junior varsity contest beginning at 3:30. So the defenders started slowly in this one, got down 6-1, and then bounced back for a 25 lost set one, 25-15. And then in set number two, Dort College roars out to a 7-1 advantage in set number two, and never looked back on the way to a 25-13 victory. So Dort College, the quick start in set number two, and that pays off for a win. the defenders. Out of the locker room, they actually left the gym for just a reprieve. Talk things over in the locker room rather than staying in the gymnasium. And the gym has warmed up, to say the least. A little bit more humidity in the air than there was last weekend. Translating into a warm gymnasium tonight. Probably about 1,000 bodies or so in the gym for this evening's contest, the DeWitt Gymnasium. And serving for Northwestern will be Lacey Wacker. So Wacker's serve on the way. Long and out of bounds. Point defenders. And the Dort College defenders take an early 1-0 lead in this best of third set of this best of five match. 1-0 our score. Serve to the back line is an ace serve for Aubrey Drake. And the defenders with a 2-0 advantage. 2-0. Aubrey Drake with serve. And Aubrey Drake, short serve taken by Hilger. Northwestern attacking out of the middle and a kill out of the middle for Horstman. That's Becca Horstman with the kill. 2-1, Dort College leading by one. Serve controlled by Connolly, gets it to DeJager. DeJager with the power tip and the kill. DeJager able to redirect it, gets the power tip. And the Dort College lead is 3-1. 3-1. Short serve controlled by Hilger. Set goes to the middle. Power tip dug by Jesse DeJager. Outside, Altena blocked at the net. Point, Northwestern. That block stayed in play. It's 3-2. 3-2. Serving for Northwestern is Emily Strasser. And Strasser over the jump serve controlled by Altena. Pass to Jamie DeJager. Unable to put it down. Strasser with the dig. That's been Gankel off of the block. Saved by Altena. Touches it over to Jesse DeJager. Change of pace off the tape. Kept alive by Wacker. Passed over the net by Hilger. Saved by Dort College. Power tip. A roll shot by Altena from the outside. Here comes Northwestern. Unable to put it down. That was Fink. Here's a set back over to Camp. Dug by Hilger. Controlled by Northwestern. Van Ginkel overhand. Saved by Drake. Kept alive by Connolly. Passed over the net by Drake. Saved by Northwestern. Set goes outside. Blankaspor. Blankaspor with a kill. We're tied 3-3. 3-3. Serving is Emily Strasser. And Strasser, jump serve, controlled by Connolly, set outside Altena. Altena banks it off the block, off the antenna point, Dort College. Defenders lead 4-3. 4-3. Defenders. Emma Altena has service. And Altena serve controlled by the libero. Strasser set outside. Blankaspor unable to put it down. Comes back over. Camp with a tip and the kill. Leah Camp with the kill. She's got another one. Dort College leading 5-3. 5-3. Leah Camp with 5 kills unofficially. Six kills, I should say. Emma Altena has service. And the serve is down the line in an ace serve. Lauren Hilger. Hilger has been asked to do a lot. Serve received. Gets the majority of the attacks as well. That time she thought it was headed out of bounds and instead it found the sideline. Wacker to Fink. Fink tips over the block. Kill. 6-4. 6-4. And serving for Northwestern, this is Fink. Fink floater, taken by Lindbergh, gets it to Gasink outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh kill. Lindbergh with a kill at 7-4. 7-4. Fehlmeyer with service. Emily Fehlmeyer from Hardington, Nebraska, the junior. Played mostly junior varsity the last 2 years at Dort College. Comes in to serve that spot, vacated when Drake has to leave the floor as the libero. Altenut, Dieger to Jesse Dieger, and Jesse Dieger blocked on the play by Blankenspor. Point, Red Raiders, they trail 7-5. 7-5. Northwestern's Ann Pater checking in to serve. So Pater lines it up, sends it over. Lindbergh, pass too close to the net, and it's wide and out of bounds. She tipped it wide and out of bounds on the ball that was headed to the sideline. 8-5, Dort College leading by 3. Serving, Erica Bausma, short serve, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside Hilger. Hilger tools it off the block for the kill. 8-6. Dort College. Up a pair. Serving, Sydney Martin for Northwestern. So Martin waits to be beckoned by the R1. And the serve to the back line is long and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. It's 9-6. 9-6. Hannah Connolly checks in. Back row specialist. Front row right now for Dort College. Perlman Dyke, Jamie Dieger, and Emma Altena. For Northwestern, Wackers in the front row. Serve taken by Hilger. Set outside Hilger. Hilger blocked at the net. Point, Dort College. Defenders finally able to get a block up on Lauren Hilger for a point, a termination block. And the defenders lead at 10-6. Serving again will be Connolly. Hannah Connolly trying to string some points together for the defenders. Nearly an ace, and it will be an ace serve for Connolly. Wacker was unable to stretch out and gets to that second contact. And I believe we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. That timeout made possible by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Serving for Dort College is Connolly, short serve, Northwestern attacking, set goes to the middle, Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman makes it 12-6. Beg your pardon, 11-7. Got the point up on the wrong side of the tally sheet. Northwestern serve. That's Wacker. Taken by Dieger. Dieger dumps it over the net. Save Horstman. Dieger pushes it up and over. Horstman on the contact. Fink through the block. Kill. It's 11-8. Fink with the kill. And for Mackenzie Fink, she draws Northwestern back to within 3 at 11-8. Fink this evening with 4 kills. Set. Dieger outside Altena. Altena over the swing. Dug by Strasser. Passed up and over by Hilger. Saved by Bausma. Gets it to Dieger. Slide right side. Kromendyke. Swung. Dug by Wacker. Hilger off of the block. Off high hands. Bausma. Dieger comes back over to Altena. Altena partially blocked at the net. This is Hilger off the tape. Back to Jamie Dieger, Altena. Altena blocked at the net by Northwestern. Fink and Horstman, and it's back to 11-9. So Dort College got what they wanted, and that was Altena on the outside. And Altena got blocked that time, a termination block for a point for Northwestern. Northwestern serve taken by Dort College, comes back over to Altena, and Altena that time the block doesn't get up, and that's shooting fish in a barrel. Wacker, for self-preservation, got those hands up. 12-9. 12-9 our score, serving is Drake. Drake, low hard serve. Set goes up, outside, saved by Drake. Camp touches it. Altina. Altina sneaks it inside the antenna. Northwestern scrambling. Wacker to Hilger. Hilger, cross court, kill. 12-10. So Lauren Hilger records the kill to make it 12-10. And Lauren Hilger has service. Hilger's floater, taken by Bausma to DeAger. Outside Altina. Altina over the kill. It's 13-10. 13-10. Dort College by three. This match reduced to a best of three after both teams split in dominating fashion. Sets 1 and 2. Blankus four, dug by Drake. Back set, Jesse DeAger. Jesse DeAger with a kill. Strasser was there, but just couldn't react quickly enough to get an overhand save on it. And Dort College leads 14-10 in set number three. Jamie DeAger served to the back corner. It's just off of the back line as Hilger ducks out of the way at the last instant. It's 14-11. Dort College leading by three. Serving for the Red Raiders, Strasser, freshman libero. She's going to settle in nicely. She'll be a pretty good GPAC libero. It's 15-11, Dort College leading. So Dort College with another kill. Pretty rare you see a freshman libero in this league. Robin Underwood has service. So Underwood will line it up and send it over after the stoppage in play to wipe some moisture off of the floor. Robin Underwood has service. Floater, back line, and missed it long, and back-to-back service errors by the defenders. 15-12, allowing Northwestern to hang right in at 3 points down. 15-12, serving for Northwestern is Fink. Fink, floater, taken by Drake, gets it to DeAger, comes back over to Jesse DeAger. Jesse DeAger swing, dug on the second contact by Fink. Pushed over the net, Jesse to Jamie, outside, Lindbergh with a kill. They are moving that block over, and that has allowed Lindbergh to go one-on-one on a few different occasions now. And the senior outside hitter from Margate, Florida, taking advantage of that one-on-one. You give those hitters a one-on-one opportunity, more often than not, they're going to get it through, and most coaches will take that any time. Serving Fort Ord College is Emily Fehlmeyer. Let's see if the defenders can get one in bounds. Fehlmeyer, floater, backline taken by Strasser. Set goes to Blankusfor. Blankusfor, sharp angle, able to tool it off of the block for the kill at 16-13. Well, you just feel like 1 or 2 points would be huge at this juncture for Dort College. For Northwestern, they're just hanging on and trying to piece together a run to creep back in it. And Pater has served, taken by Lindbergh. To DeAger, slide to the right, Kromendyk. Kromendyk with the kill. Allie Kromendyk with a kill. And the Dort College defenders continue to build a little momentum. Had back-to-back service errors earlier, and then they got one in but unable to get the point with service. Set right side, Van Ginkel with a kill at 17-14. Last few points reminiscent of that set number 5 on Friday night when Dort College faced Grandview. And the two teams just couldn't string together 2 points as they battled to an 18-16 final. Oftentimes it's just 1 point that'll really swing it. Kromendyk gets on top of that one, gets the kill. Hilger unable to get up and block Kromendyk, and Kromendyk got that one down around the spike line. Kromendyk playing much more freely this year as opposed to last year. Last year, even though she was a year out from that knee injury, it seemed like she struggled with mobility. That has not been the case this year. Hilger with another kill. It's 18-15 as she attacks from the outside. Back and forth they go. Neither team getting many opportunities to extend the lead. For Hilger, that is her 9th kill. Emma Altina countering with 10 for Dort College. floater taken backside by Connolly. Set outside Altina. Altina rolls it around the block. Kill. 19-15. Side out volleyball continues. North College by four. Four-point advantage for the defenders. Set number three. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Drake, floater, controlled by Hilger. Outside attack, Hilger. Hilger off high hands. Here's North College's chance. Drake, Dieger, Dieger, Camp, Camp. Tips to the sideline and tips it wide. It's 19-16. North College by three. And again, Northwestern has service. Now Hilger is in the back row. They're not quite as potent with her in the back row. Serve taken by Bausma. High pass, Dieger. Camps out under it. Gets it over to Altina. Altina banks it off the block. Kill. Neither team has been able to string together 2 points in a row since it was 14-10. We're now at 20-16. Dort College by four, set number three. Floater short, controlled by Hilger. Set right side, faint, blocked at the net, and there's your back-to-back points. Altina with a termination block on the attack by Fink. Defenders lead 21-16. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletes. Providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort College athletics. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment.
Today's
21-16 Dort College. A couple of covers by the defenders. Now the set outside Altina. Banged off of the box. Saved by Drake. Dort College will pass it over. This is Dieger. That's Jesse. Northwestern attacking, and off of the block for the kill is Horstman. Horstman makes it 21-17, but Dort College a point. They gained a point in that sequence. They lead by four now, 21-17, before surrendering service. Strasser with serve. Strasser's serve taken by Dort College. Drake will bump it up towards Altina. Altina through high hands, kill. Pretty quick arm yet, 22-17. She got that one through a pretty small window. Robin Underwood with service. So Underwood will serve it up. Short serve taken by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, and it bounces off of Van Ginkel's head after the block. Drops down on Dort College's side for a point. 22-18 for Northwestern. 22-18. So Dort College still up by four. 3 points away from taking a 2-1 lead in this best of five match. Serving for Northwestern is Fink. Taken by Drake, passed awfully close to the net. Dieger gets to it somehow, gets it to Lindbergh, who tips it over. Set outside, blankets for termination block. Jesse Dieger, point defenders. It's 23-18. 23-18, Dort College leading by five. Every once in a while, Jesse Dieger shows a flash, and you think she might have a pretty good career ahead of her. Freshman from Hull. Obviously, if you're a Dort College fan, you hope that those flashes get closer and closer together. Van Ginkel with a tip and a kill. It's 23-19. So Dort College up four. 23-19. Serving for the Red Raiders will be Pater. So Ann Pater with service. Serve controlled by Lindbergh, gets it to Jamie Dieger, comes back over to Jesse, and Jesse Dieger A little bit of confidence will go a long way. As DeJager set play out of the middle, puts that one down with authority. It's 24-19. 24-19, low hard serve taken by Northwestern. Set outside, Hilger. Hilger with a kill. It's 24-20. Northwestern will have to fight off four service. They'll have to serve another 4 points in a row at least to force extra points here. 24-20, Dort College by 4. Short serve taken by Drake. Pass to DeJager. Set outside Lindbergh. One-on-one. Northwestern digs that one up. Hilger, roll shot, taken by Drake. Pass to DeJager. Slide to the right. Kromendyk unable to put it down. Saved by Pater. Set outside to Hilger. Hilger blocked at the net. Dort College covers it. Lindbergh around the block. Kill. 25-20. Julia Lindbergh records the kill. And the Dort College defenders have taken a 2-0 lead in this best of five match. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort College defenders with a 2-1 advantage. Dort College winning sets 2 and 3, 25-13 and 25-20, after losing set 1, 25-15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Set number 4 underway. Short serve controlled by Northwestern. Bump set outside to Hilger, and the ball never makes it over the net. Point defenders. And Dort College leads 1-0. 1-0, our score, set number 4. Connolly serving, controlled by Northwestern. Set outside, Hilger. Hilger with a kill. We're tied 1-1. 1-1 our score. So Northwestern now needs to find a way to neutralize the momentum Dort College has built. 1-1. And serving is Martin. Overpass nearly finds the floor. Whacker sends it up to Horstman. Horstman to Altena. Altena back over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill. Kromendyk with a kill. It's 2-1. 2-1 our score. And serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake, the libero. So Drake serves it squarely into the net. It's 2-2. 2-2. Emma Altena with 13 kills tonight for the defenders to lead them. Lauren Hilger with 11. 7 kills for Julia Lindbergh and Leah Camp. Northwestern, 7 for Josie Blankespor. Serve is long and out of bounds by Pater. Point defenders. And the Dort College lead is 3-2. Team kill efficiencies, Dort College is creeping up to 302. Northwestern is down to 200, and an ace serve for Jamie DeJager. Yeah, the over-under is about 1 or 2 times per night I do that. Jamie DeJager with her first ace serve tonight, 5th for the defenders this evening. Dort College leading 4-2. Jamie DeJager serving again. And her serve catches the tape and falls back on Dort College's side. It's 4-3. Flirting with disaster there. And that time it catches the tape and falls back on the Dort College side. Rolled over the net. And a tip and a roll shot by Altena. Altena records the kill. A kill for Altena. Andor College extends the lead to 5-3. Well, sets 1 and 2 seemed like anomalies to me. You can't explain them other than momentum. Northwestern attacking. Blankenspor around the block. Lindberg gets to it. DeAger with a bump set outside Lindberg. Lindberg unable to put it away. Wacker set right side. Fink blocked at the net. Saved by Northwestern. Dort College will load up now. Camp off the block. High hand. Saved by Wacker. Set right side. Fink. Blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Point Northwestern. Northwestern trails 5-4. 5-4. Dort College leading by a point in set number four, leading in the match 2-1. DeAger to Jesse. Jesse unable to put it away. Northwestern attacking, pushed into the net, saved by Jesse DeAger. Set goes over to Camp, unable to put it down. Northwestern pushed over the net, free ball. DeAger, Camp, Jesse DeAger. Jesse DeAger the kill, 6-4. Our score. Dort College enjoying a 2-point lead. And we have a break in the action with moisture on the floor. Serving for the defenders will be Emily Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer with a serve. Low hard serve controlled by Northwestern. Wacker sets outside Blankenspor. Blankenspor hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort College leads 7-4. 7-4 the score. And we'll have a sub on the way for Northwestern. Checking in will be Emily Reinen. Reinen will check in for Blankenspor. So Reinen, I don't think Reinen doesn't appear like she was anticipating coming in. And gets a little last-minute instruction from her fellow front-row players. Set goes outside. Van Ginkel dug by Altena. Kept it alive. Got it over to Jamie DeAger. Roll shot. Covered by Wacker. Set right side. Fink. Fink into the net. Point Dort College. Defenders lead 8-4. 8-4. Defenders. And the defender short serve controlled by Hilger. Set right side. Fink. Fink with a kill. It's 8-5. 8-5. Defenders up by three. Reinen checks out. Blankenspor is back in. Opportunity for Blankenspor to collect herself. After a fast start, she's had a difficult couple of sets. DeAger, outside it comes Lindberg. Lindberg bangs it off of the top of the block for the kill. It's 9-5. And if Dort College can handle the ball like that and get the ball to Jamie DeAger with options, they're going to be a very dangerous team at the net. If their passing is suspect and options are limited, that's obviously when teams can hone in on one or two attackers. DeAger pushes it outside Lindberg. Lindberg, was it off high hands? It was not. Long, out of bounds, point Northwestern. It's 9-6. Dort College by three. Blankenspor is out. Pater checks in. So Pater will serve with her team down by three. Northwestern trying to force set number five. Dort College leads 10-6 after the serve is long. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, makes this timeout possible. They provide physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Dort College up by five after an ace serve by Connolly. Northwestern attacking. Whacker outside. Hilger with a kill. It's 11-7. 11-7. Hilger records the kill. Hilger, one of those players that seems like she's been around forever. Three-time all-conference player. She's from Omaha, Nebraska. Prepped at Millard South High School before attending Northwestern. Set outside Altina. Altina down the line, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. 11-8 our score. Northwestern with serve. This is Sydney Martin. Martin trying to string some points together. Short serve taken by Drake. Comes back over, slide to the right to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. It's 12-8. North College back in front by four. Strasser will check back into the match for Northwestern. She's set for serve receive. Aubrey Drake with service. So Aubrey Drake, floater, short, nearly an overpass, and a quick attack out of the middle and the kill for Horstman. It's 12-9. 12-9, Dort College leading by three. Serving for Northwestern is Wacker. Wacker, a sophomore for Northwestern. Floater, taken by Drake, gets it to DeAger, slide to the right, Camp. Camp with a kill. Camp with a kill, Leah Camp. Records another kill, and the Dort College defenders with a four-point cushion again at 13-9. 13-9, Dort College's attack percentage has steadily risen through this match. Quick attack, Horstman. Horstman unable to put it down, Camp got to it. Dort College, the attack, pushed over, Alton unable to put it away. First contact by the defenders. And it's the first contact, so you can do it. So that first contact, Dort College, you can get away with a lot, and that time, Dort College did. Set goes right side. It is not pretty. It is not what you're accustomed to if you're a volleyball purist, but that is the ruling, that a lot can happen on that first contact. As it is, Northwestern gets the point back, and it's 14-10. 14-10 our score. Serving for Northwestern is Hilger. Hilger, short serve. Northwestern setting up defense. Alton off high hands and a kill. 15-10. And right now, Northwestern looks a little fatigued, I believe, as they have a 15-10 cushion to work with. 10 points to go as Dort College tries to move to 2-0 in conference play. Serving is Robin Underwood. Underwood, low hard serve. Wacker, outside it comes, Fink. Fink with a save. Dort College, one-arm stab save. Lindbergh unable to put it down, and Jesse DeAger climbs the ladder and gets the kill at 16-10. She was not as effective last weekend. Tonight, she has been very effective. Kyle Vandenbosch is going to call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Healthy, provider of choice for Dort College athletes, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort College athletics. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Becca Horstman with the kill makes it a five-point match, a set, I should say, at 16-11. The defenders leading by five. And serving for Northwestern is Strasser. Nearly an ace, and it will be an ace. An ace serve for Strasser at 16-12. Dort College has both of their timeouts remaining. Northwestern, if they're going to make a move, needs to do it quickly. Dort College leading by four. Serve on the way for Northwestern's Emily Strasser. Strasser served down the line, taken by Lindbergh. Gets it to Dieger. Set right side, Jesse, and Jesse with a kill. 17-12, Dort College with a five-point cushion. So the defenders with a five-point lead. And service on the way for Emily Fehlmeyer. Fehlmeyer with service. Dort College by five. And serve is low, controlled by Northwestern. Set outside. Fink. Fink blocked at the net. Overpass Lindbergh. Gets to it. To Dieger. Back over to Kromendahl. High hands. Reinen got to it. Now an attack out of the middle for Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with a kill at 17-13. 17-13. Back in will be Blankenspor. Blankenspor checks in. Serving for Northwestern is Fink. Fink serve. Taken by Dort College. Push it out wide. Lindbergh. Lindbergh down the line. And no one touched it. Point Northwestern. And they're back to within three at 17-14. 17-14. And Dort College will use a timeout. Timeout charge to the defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center. 88-5. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Northwestern serve taken by Lindbergh, gets it to Dieger out of the middle. Jesse Dieger, and Jesse Dieger hits it long and out of bounds. Point Northwestern, and Northwestern has cut what was a 16-10 lead down to 17-15. So a 5-1 run by Northwestern. Short serve and an ace. 17-16 after the ace serve. So just like that, the momentum swinging back Northwestern's way. For Northwestern, that is their ninth ace serve. Dort College with six aces tonight. Both teams have seven service errors. Short serve taken by Altena. Dieger back to Lindbergh. Roll shot, kill. 18-16. Lindbergh taking a little bit off of that one, and that's the experience of a veteran not trying to hammer it through the block again. Instead, that time taking just a little bit off it, rolling it in, and the defender lead is 18-16. Erica Bausma serving. And Bausma's short serve taken by Strasser. Set outside, Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with a swing, saved by Lindbergh. Kept it alive, pushed over the net by Dieger. Passed over the net, Northwestern attacking Van Ginkel off high hands. Dieger, slide, Kromendijk, pancake save. And the ball was on the floor. The R1 made the call, 19-16. And I believe the explanation by Eloise Hemke is that the ball hit the floor and the hand. It was not completely a pancake. The pancake didn't make it quite all the way underneath. Off high hands, Dort College. Drake comes back over to Lindbergh. Saved by Northwestern. Dumped over the net. Covered by Drake. Gets it to Dieger. Comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with the tip and the kill. Allie Kromendijk gives Dort College a four-point lead at 20-16. The R1 was very emphatic about that call where Northwestern thought they had the pancake. The line judge had also called it, but the R1 took over and basically said, that's my call, I'm going to make the call, and stuck with it. There was no hesitation whatsoever. Overpass on the north on the serve receive, and now a dump and a kill by Dieger. Jamie Dieger with a kill. Dort College back in front by 5, 21-16. Northwestern is out of timeouts. Dort College has one. Dort College leading in the match, 2-0. We'll take a moment to wipe some moisture up off of the floor. Stay tuned. Following the conclusion of this match for the Wireless World postgame wrap-up, whether that's here after set four or after set number five, we'll also be choosing our player of the match. Controlled by Northwestern off the serve receive. Swing by Van Ginkel. Overpass by Dort College. Blankenspor puts it down. It's 21-17. So Josie Blankenspor with the kill. Sophomore out of Orange City for Northwestern. And the defender lead is 21-17. Four-point cushion. Floater taken by Bausma. To DeAger. Pushes it outside. Lindbergh tools it off the block for the kill. 22-17. 22-17. Dort College by five. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Dort College trying to finish this in four. Northwestern. They get the set over to Hilger. Hilger with a kill. It's 22-18. Off the assist from Wacker. Serving for Northwestern is Sydney Martin. Martin will line it up, send it over. Taken by Dort College. Shoots it over to Altena. Altena off high hands. Northwestern covers it. Comes back to Hilger. Hilger blocked at the net. Northwestern will pass it over the net. Save. Bausma. DeAger. Comes back to Kromendijk. Kromendijk kill. 23-18. 23-18. Ben Ginkel is in, and that's part of the three-way switch. The libero Strasser now on the floor for Northwestern. Well, Dort College indeed hangs on to win. This will be a nice bounce back after a disappointing start to this match. Hilger saying not so fast. An attack and a kill from the outside by Hilger. It's 23-19. 23-19, Dort College by four. Jump serve on the way. Controlled by Dort College. Slide to the right camp. Through the block. Nearly an overpass. Pushing it up. Trying to get it over. Was Northwestern's attacker Fink, but there to block it was Altena. Jesse DeAger is back in, and Dort College is now on set and match point. 24-19. DeAger's serve controlled by Northwestern. Hilger, and we've got a player in the net for Northwestern, and that's the set and the match. 25-19, Dort College wins set four. Dort College wins in four. 15-25, 25-13, 25-20, and 25-19. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap up in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Well, let's try that once again, and we are joined by Dort College setter Jamie DeAger as the Dort College defenders get a win tonight over Northwestern, 3-1. And, Jamie, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask, what's up with set number one?
Yeah, it was rough. We've really struggled this year coming out slow, and it showed again tonight. They came out on fire, so that was good for them, but really bad for us.
What did after set one, how difficult is it to put one of those behind you, and how important is a fast start in set two after set number one?
Yeah, it's always tough to forget a set like that, but we had to bounce back, and I thought we did a really good job of focusing on our serve and pass game.
What you ended up with some options offensively. You've got pretty good arsenal when the passing is there, and you have some options. You've got some different people you can go to this year.
Yeah, it's really nice to have five strong hitters, and any one of them is right there to step up at any time I need them. So it's pretty fun to have them out there.
Grandview last Friday night, St. Ambrose on Saturday. Does a match like Friday night with Grandview, does that help you in the long run in a match like this where things don't go well at the start and you're able to rebound quickly?
Yeah, I think the same thing happened on Friday. Slow start the first set, and we came back the third and fourth there, and it was good to see us respond the second set tonight.
Jamie, I'm guessing we'll talk a few more times before this year is over, so I'll hold off with the senior year questions and all that good stuff. I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
That's Jamie DeJager, formerly Jamie Gaysink, talking about tonight's match. And while we wait for Coach Chad Hansen, the Dort College defenders tonight, a 328 kill efficiency, really came around in set number four for a 394 kill efficiency. Dort College was led by Emma Alton with 16 kills. Allie Kromendike and Julia Lindberg had 10 kills each. Jamie DeJager had 45 assists. For Northwestern, 16 kills for Lauren Hilger, 39 assists for Lacey Wacker. Had 11 digs by Emily Strasser. Aubrey Drake led Dort College with 14 digs. Other numbers of note, both teams had 7 points off of blocks. Northwestern had 9 ace serves. Dort College had 6. Both teams had 7 service errors. And Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me. And Coach Hansen, I ask you the same thing I asked Jamie. Set number one, that was a rough one. And how do you explain it? Can you explain set number one?
Mike, before you even asked me the question, I thought we're going to talk about set number one. I told the team in the locker room just now, I said, we're not going to, you know, sit and dwell on it here in this moment, but we will be addressing it. We have to. We are such a veteran team, and for us to come out in the serving and the passing side of it just out of sync and uncomfortable, out of sorts, is not acceptable. It really isn't, and we have to address it. We've tweaked a couple of things in our practice of how we, you know, how we formulate drills, how we build a mindset and mentality of starting something or coming off of a water break. Hey, we got to execute right away and perform. So still things for us to learn in and grow in, and impressive, very impressive that Northwestern would come in here and do that. Just good for them.
Jessie DeJager felt like she took a step forward this evening, and I call it those wow moments where you and I talked during the preseason that even during preseason, once or twice per practice, you'd say, wow.
Yes.
And then there are times where, okay, she's a freshman.
Yep.
You hope that those wow moments get closer and closer together. She performed well on a big stage here this evening.
She did, and it was cool because I think early on, Mike, and I don't remember first set, second set, but she had a great swing. It was a termination block, and she put her arm up in the air right away, and no hesitation. And I could tell that her frame of mind was just very, very present, very active, very attentive to the things that we needed her to do. And so it was a great wow to start, as you just said, a wow moment. And she had many of those through the course of the match. And just to see the big smile on her face as she's executing in those ways was a real joy. And as a coach, I want to celebrate those wows and be careful how much I give her on the oopses, because there's a fine balance for a freshman of helping her feel great traction in her development through this early part of our season. And the wows are going to help more traction happen than the oopses. And the oopses are more experience kinds of things, not athletic things, not absent-minded, but just experience. And she's gaining that at a rapid rate.
I know you're not happy with the start tonight, but it's awfully nice to have a veteran group that's able to bounce back relatively quickly after a difficult start. And it seemed like that being a veteran group, knowing that there's more sets to play, certainly helped this evening.
It did. And you were at the Grandview match where it was two oops kinds of sets, and then finally kick it in gear. I'm glad that this one was a single set of and I think too, you know, to finish out the first set, we had a stretch. It was 20-10, if I remember right, in the first set.
Yep.
And we finished 25-15. It didn't feel like that at 20-10. It felt like we were going to finish that one out, maybe only squeaking out one or two more points. So the sequence of points at the end of the first set, I think, also helped give us some calming of nerves, which is, again, I'm not happy to say that, with again, the experience level of our team. But to be able to settle down, start playing some smarter, aggressive volleyball, decrease our errors, was really a function of helping us get into that, kick it into gear second set, and then that really propelled forward. That was fun.
little bit of time now before you play on Saturday. Dakota Wesleyan on the road. Dakota Wesleyan team, if I remember correctly, they started the season well. They've had a couple of losses, if I remember correctly. But I would imagine now the focus turns to getting ready for Dakota Wesleyan after Northwestern here this evening.
Very much so. And it's nice having 3 days here of the rest of this week to be able to do that. Tomorrow will be a staff scout day. But our team will get back in the gym and really try to work on some system things of shoring up these errors. We'll watch film on ourselves and you know, really scout and critique ourselves to help grow. And I think that's going to allow us then on Thursday and Friday to get in and put a good scout practice together for Dakota Wesleyan. But they are always a very active team. They're a very hungry team, and we need to come into that match with that hungerness, with that hunger, and really perform at a high level like I think we're capable of. But they're not going to let us do that easily, and so we've got to establish ourselves in the next couple of days with that mindset.
Coach Hanson, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike. And just one more thing. Want to just give the Hanke family out of MMCRU, we'll continue to pray for you guys through this difficulty this week of Natalie's life, and really want to support you and your community, and our program will continue to lift you up in prayer through this time.
That's Coach Chad Hanson. You are listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR, and we have reached the point in our broadcast where it is time now to select the defender player of the match. And the defender player of the match, made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. You can call Kurt Van Voorst, 712-441-1096, for your sweeping, striping, crack sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. Well, the player of the match this evening, it's a tough call. Obviously, you had Emma Altena, Julia Lindberg, Allie Kromendike had strong nights. Leah Camp, pretty balanced for the defenders. Jesse DeAger played extremely well in stretches tonight. I'm going to go with Julia Lindberg tonight. Julia Lindberg, 10 kills, 4 digs, but her veteran stature on the outside was able to get Dort College some key points this evening. And for that, she is the Sioux Commercial Sweeping Defender Player of the Game. And with that, that's the Wireless World postgame wrap. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.